This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Lucius. We're going to get to Marcus Lawrence on right here. Okay, he's been joining you at 5, but practice out a little bit early. So Tank Lawrence coming up in just a minute or so. We will have the Cowboy ticket giveaway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by AT&T. This is 100-level tickets. It has a parking pass. It's like the best item we give away all year when AT&T hooks us up with these. So we're going to be looking for caller number 10 at the numbers 877-881-1053. So we'll be looking for caller 10 at some point in the 5 o'clock hour. You got to listen for the cue to call. Tank Lawrence coming on in just a second here. There is Pro Bowl news today with the Pro Bowl game being out and the Pro Bowl games in. You're going to have skills competitions throughout the week and then game day events of basically 7-on-7 flag football. And the interesting thing about this is if it's not perfect, this is just going to be a trial run with it doing it this way. So they'll reevaluate after the upcoming Pro Bowl and maybe tweak some things. But I think it'd be cool if we could get some sort of equivalent to like an NFL Olympic Games, you know, just an abbreviated version. But right now they're talking about all players, you know, voted to the Pro Bowl during the skill competitions during the week. Dodgeball, best catch competition, quarterback drills, including thread the needle accuracy test, stuff like that. I mean, that kind of stuff is cool.
Heck yeah. I used to love the distance ones that the quarterbacks would do. Who could throw the ball the farthest?
Yes.
So fun.
They had the yard markers on there.
See, like actual objective measurements, I think those are best. Like who's the fastest, who's the strongest, who can pick the most up. I mean, those kind of like strongman competitions or relay races, stuff like that. I think that's what would make it really pop for the eyeballs. Like determining who's the fastest man. To me, you know, if you got the fastest dudes in the NFL, there's Kevontae Turpin running around out there with the John Ross receiver the year he's healthy. Yeah. You know, you could get those kind of players out there. And I would say you don't even have to be a Pro Bowler. I just want to see who the fastest guy is. That could get huge ratings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind a little like a beer pong tournament either.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
Bakhtiari would crush.
Tug of war.
All righty. We are ready to rock now. It is time for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, Tank. How the heck are you?
Solid, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. And I guess you're not going to let Micah run away with this sack competition after all, huh?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. You know, it's still early. You know, got a lot of games to play, a lot of more opportunities to get to the quarterback. So it's going to be an exciting year.
So what is it about the Giants that brings out those kind of performances in you?
I mean, you know, division games, man, familiar team, but also, you know, just understanding, like, you know, how big those games are. So you want to be as elite as you can in those games and situations and, you know, take charge and getting wins.
So another big division game coming up this week, then. Should we just pencil you in for another three-sack performance, I assume?
Don't shortchange this guy. Nah, don't put a limit on him.
Absolutely not. You know, that's the thing. Last week, you know, I told myself before the game, I was like, all right, got to make sure you walk out of here with three sacks, you know. And it's like, if I wanted to say that, I probably could have walked out with six, you know. So, you know, sky's the limit. Don't put no limit on me. You know, let me see if I can fly.
Is there anything better as a vet, Tank, than showing up and knowing that you got 60 minutes one-on-one with a rookie all night that you can just kind of you can show them what a veteran kind of can do in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, I really don't know, you know, about, you know, his training or, you know, what he goes through the offseason or his studying or whatever, but, you know, you want to take advantage of, you know, any opportunity that you get out there. you know, it's slim to none. You know, you miss a lot, you know, so like the ones that you can get, you need to definitely hone in and take advantage of.
What's your early scouting report on this Washington offensive line? I mean, our studying, that left side looks to be a little bit susceptible. What do you think about them?
I think they're a try-hard team. You know, they definitely, you know, love to run the ball. You know, I feel like they got a good team. You know, it's been some close games that they were in. They didn't come out with a win, but we know, you know, they're going to come down here and try to fight hard for it. So, we're preparing, and I believe we're ready.
Tank, you talked about them. They're like to run the football. The thing that I've always found about you is I don't think people give you enough credit for how well you do play the run. Everybody wants to talk about your sacks and stuff like that. A lot of pride being a complete defensive end, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I keep my guard up. I'm, you know, I always protect it. So, you know, that's what I want to bring to my defense, you know, whether it's run or pass. You know, it's more obstacles in this game of football than just, you know, the highlights that everybody like to see. So, you know, you got to play all four quarters, play each and every down, and, you know, try to be the best in every situation.
Tank, do you think it benefits you more by – I know you rush off that left side there, but do you like the fact that you get to move around, that you get to play as the under tackle, or you get to play on the other side? Is that – do you feel like that's more beneficial for your skill in getting those rushes, or would you just like to kind of stay in one spot and work those guys like you did last week, breaking down Neil the way his hands and all those things?
You know, I played one way for so long. You know, you get so used to it, but, you know, being able to, you know, be in DQ's system and, you know, have another year under my belt, it's like, you know, you get to express yourself more. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. like, being able to move around and, you know, do my different moves at different positions is like, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So I like to move around, actually.
It's the DeMarcus Lawrence Show here on 105.3 The Fan now. Are you sure you're going to play against Washington? How are we doing?
You know, through the graces of God, you know, I make it on Sunday, but we're taking it day to day right now. So pray I just be better in the morning.
Yeah, we were all praying when you were sitting on that field.
Yeah.
Wondering what you were talking to the doctor about. What were you guys saying?
Yeah, I feel like I rolled over on my foot, you know, just aggravated it a little bit. I mean, I've been playing football, you know, for the last 3 months. So, you know, all that ground and pound, you know, take a toll on your body. So, you know, just doing a little rest, you know, and making sure I'm ready for Sunday.
Do you feel like the turf at the stadium there in the Meadowlands or wherever it is particularly dangerous?
I mean, all ground surfaces can be dangerous, especially, you know, if you ain't played on them before. So, you know, it's just, you know, a matter of checking your cleats, you know, going out there pre-game and, you know, just trying to do all you can to, you know, warm the body up and, you know, get prepared for the game.
So Mike said that he's trying to get back in the sack column this week, and Jory, who does an excellent job covering the team, put out a Micah quote that he's been made fun of all week by teammates because he didn't get a sack. Have you been making fun of Micah a little bit, Tank?
No, absolutely not. You know, I'm rooting for Micah, to be honest. I feel like, you know, when you have, you know, a great athlete but also not a great athlete, a great player in the same locker room as you, it brings out the best in you. So, you know, being able to see Micah shine, you know, makes me want to shine more. So, you know, I want the best for him.
Hey, Tank, this, okay, you know, there's been so much focus throughout your career on you as a pass rusher. Does Micah take pressure off you? And is that something you're like, I know you're a team player, but mm-hmm. does that help you kind of like, okay, maybe now let him focus on him, and that way I can kind of win over here and do what I need to do?
Yes. You know, I'm not, you know, the type of guy that, you know, go and search for the spotlight. You know, if it's given to me, it's given to me. You know, with much is received, much is required. So, you know, you have to be prepared for it also. So, you know, I feel like at times it does, you know, help me focus on other things. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it completes our defense, you know, by having another elite, you know, guy that can rush the passer.
So you really didn't bust Micah's balls this week at all for coming up empty in the he got a bagel in the sack column. Tank, I mean, you busted his balls a little bit.
Nah, I did, man.
Really? It's the male love language.
Come on, bro. I ain't have no sack the first two games, so imagine how I feel.
Okay, fair enough. That's fair. Okay, well, who's the biggest ball buster in the locker room right now?
Hands down, it got to be J.K.
Got it, Curse.
J.K. always on somebody's head.
Now,
man.
Okay, did Curse, I heard this, did Curse try and drag you into this conversation after the game? Did I was hearing that there was some talk about Curse was getting all over Micah a little bit, and then
I don't know
then,
nothing about nothing.
And that's what I heard. I heard Tank is like, Tank just said, "No, man, I ain't getting into this. I am not getting in this one."
Oh yeah, yeah. Me and Micah got our own thing going on, so you know, ain't no need for me to piss him off to, you know, hurt my chances.
Oh, it's amazing. So, Tank, I loved last week. You used to call Eli Manning Little Eli, so then you referred to Daniel Jones as Little Eli, and you certainly made him look like it. What do you think about Carson Wentz? I mean, he's kind of looking like a broken quarterback to us, but what's your perception of him?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, I think the Redskins are, you know, a good team. You know, they just, been, you know, missing on some details of their game. So, you know, it's really just about exploiting the small things that they mess up on and, you know, taking advantage of each opportunity that we get from them. And, you know, Carson Wentz, I feel like he'll give us some opportunities.
Tank, last year, the touchdown against Washington, that pick six from, like, midfield where you're, like, dodging guys and hurdling dudes, is that the greatest play of your career, do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't get too many opportunities to score a touchdown, so you got to take full advantage of it.
Well, right on, man. Thanks once again for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best, and you know, if we get a win here, sitting at 3-1 going to that Rams game, you know, Cowboy Nation is ready to get turned up.
You already know what it is. Go Cowboys.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. There he is, DeMarcus Lawrence with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. That's a fun conversation, and the guy that after three sacks, I think a lot more people are excited about, you know, right now. It's brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. He had back-to-back double-digit sack games when he broke out. Was that like 2017 where he had the three sacks and then the two sacks? And you turned around, the son of a gun had like eight sacks six games into the season or something like that. And if he's set up for a path that he's going to go on like that, then I imagine this defense, we're just starting to scratch the surface of what they can be capable of, because Brian asked the question, how much pressure they're taking off of each other and giving each other one-on-one matchups.
Yeah, the thing with Tank, and Tank is going to play hurt. He's going to play. He's going to give you everything he has. I have the utmost respect for him when you watch the tape of him play, because he's dealt with shoulders and backs and other things.
Yeah.
This foot, you know, and that's a little different for a rusher. I mean, he's a first-step explosive guy, and if that foot's bothering you a little bit, man, that could be problematic.
My heart sank when that happened. I was like, no, do not let this be the same as last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Those feet can be finicky when you're dealing with something like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.